In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm kind of going to go through this verse by verse, kind of like the expository preaching like some of you remember from your Protestant days. Not really, but. When Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. If we're reading through Matthew, this falls immediately after the Sermon on the Mount, where I suppose Jesus had come down from wherever mountain, and to the town of Capernaum. We could assume that the centurion was waiting until Jesus finished his Sermon on the Mount and didn't want to bother him at that time. If we go to Luke 7, we find the same story of the centurion, and it has some other details in it, though. So Luke says that the centurion first sent some of the elders of Israel to Jesus. And they told him that the centurion was a good man, a friend of the nation of Israel, and that he had even built them a synagogue. So that Jesus should help this man. He's a good man. And then it says in Luke, then the elders and Jesus were on their way to the centurion's house, some friends of the centurion came, and they said, it's not necessary for you to come to the house. All you have to do is say the word. And of course, in our gospel today, in Matthew, it says, eventually the centurion came and said the same thing. Lord, you don't have to come to my house. And that's when Jesus said, this is greater faith than I've seen in this whole, greater than I see in Israel. At this point, I think back to the Old Testament, and we think that in those days, I think the Jewish nation had a different concept of God than what we have now. We notice when Jacob wrestled with the angel, and he was given the name Israel, which means he who struggles with God, which you could say that in a way, that's the way the Jews continue to believe it, but that's another subject. And Jacob said at that point, surely God was in this place. So in a way, I think that the Jews thought of God as being in a certain place. And also, he was sort of a tribal God to them. He wasn't for the rest of the world. We are the chosen people, you know. Now there are, you will find in the Old Testament, ideas of that God is universal. That it's not totally missing from there, but I think that's the way the Jewish nation thought of themselves at that time. I had a friend at Georgia Tech who was a Jewish professor, and one day I asked him about Judaism, and he said, I don't practice that anymore. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, it's a tribal religion. By that, he meant that we're excluded. You know, he didn't like the idea that it was a religion just for certain people, just for the Jews. So he got disgusted by that and left. So anyway, that tells me that idea carries on, that it's a tribal religion. But the centurion, by saying to Jesus, you don't even need to come to my house, he's recognizing that God is everywhere and that he's for everyone. And in a way, the centurion represents us, the Gentiles. So now it's a new era where God is for us too, you know. So anyway, I look at that Roman centurion, a pagan, a barbarian, whatever you want to call him, as representative of me and letting us know that we're going to enter a new era in salvation history, or whatever you want to call it. So anyway, if we compare Matthew and Luke, it looks like, you know, the elders were sent, and then the friends, and then finally, perhaps the servant was near to death, and the centurion came himself, and he said the same thing, Lord, you don't need to come to my house. Lord, my servant lieth at home, a paralytic, grievously tormented, and Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. So Jesus was perfectly willing to come, and you notice that he didn't put him on a pallet and bring him either. He didn't think it was necessary, and he was very humble. was very humble and saying, Lord, I'm not worthy that you even come under my roof. And so the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. Interestingly, the blessed Theophylact of Bulgaria, he said something that struck me. Illnesses of the body are God's soldiers and officers of punishment. So he's saying if the centurion can command soldiers, then God can command illnesses. It's an odd idea, but I think it's something we ought to think about, that we tend to think of a illness as just something bad that happens to us and we need to go to the doctor and so on. But according to Theophylact and others, God sends us illnesses sometimes because we need to be corrected. We need to be taught. We need to maybe take a break and think about life, you know, instead of just worrying about the stuff that we worry about day in and day out and washing the car or whatever it might be. Many of the saints had illnesses, very bad illnesses, and they looked on it as a blessing. It gave them time to be with God, and they became closer to God, and they remained closer to God from then on. So it is possible. When the Lord said he had, I haven't seen this great of faith in Israel, I think that was quite a remarkable statement too, at that time and place to say that. And it was probably one more thing that didn't go over too well with the Pharisees. So he said, I say unto you that many shall come from east and west and shall sit at table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm going to quote this from the blessed Theophylact. The reason I'm doing that is because I never would have said it this way. So I want to make sure I just read what he wrote about it. Jesus did not say outright, many Gentiles shall sit at the table with Abraham, but he said in a roundabout manner so as not to scandalize the Jews, many shall come from the east and west. He mentioned Abraham to show that he does not stand in opposition to the Old Testament, which we know from many things that he said. And by saying outer darkness, he shows that there is also an inner darkness, which is less severe. For in hell there are varying degrees of punishment. He calls the Jews the sons of the kingdom, for the promises of the Old Testament were made to them. He is saying, Israel is my firstborn son. So I found all that very interesting, and I'll just leave it at that. Maybe Father Stephen can tell us about the different degrees of punishment in hell sometime. I never heard of that before. Well, I had, but in different contexts. Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour, and when the centurion returned to his house at the same hour, he found his servant well. When Jesus said, just spoke the word, the man was healed, he's confirming what he had just said, that things are about to change. The sons of the kingdom are going to be cast out and new people are coming in. And that's in a way what this whole gospel is about to me, with the centurion having greater faith and then Jesus confirming that faith by just saying the word. As St. Paul tells us, the church has been grafted onto the root of Israel and has become the new Israel. This is what the Orthodox Church teaches. This is not necessarily popular with a lot of Protestants and evangelicals today, Many of them seem to teach that the Jews have a special deal with God. They don't have to be saved through Christ. That's not what this church teaches. You know, just for the record. Salvation is for everyone who has faith, not just for Jews. And I'm not saying this to be anti-Semitic. I'm saying what the Father said and what our New Testament says. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.